Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, we just got our hands on an email from a top Florida official detailing how this new migrant detention center that was dubbed Alligator Alcatraz will be empty within days. I'm not sure if this email was meant to be released to the public, but we do know that the reports of human abuses coming out of Alligator Alcatraz have been horrifying. And it's not what makes America great. We are about to be one step closer to America being normal after Alligator Alcatraz is shut down. And here's the normal position that most Americans, every American should take. If somebody comes here illegally and they've committed a repeated amount of crimes, then give them due process and deport them. Don't throw them in some weird migrant detention camp where there's no human rights whatsoever. But also, Republicans need to be able to differentiate between the 99.9% of immigrants who come here to live a better life, to contribute, and the natural amount of people in any group who will commit crimes. I mean, immigrants commit crimes at lower rates than native-born Americans, but in every group there's going to be people that commit crimes. What Trump does is he intentionally tries to blur that line and make it seem like everybody who comes over from another country is trying to commit crimes and they deserve to be an Alligator Alcatraz or whatever you want to call it. So that is a normal, intuitive position that I just want to lay out for everybody. But this reads, top Florida official says Alligator Alcatraz will likely be empty within days, email shows. The top official says the state-run immigration detention facility in the Everglades will be empty in a matter of days, even as Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to fight for it. Ron DeSantis accidentally admitted as well that they wasted $250 million on this migrant detention facility as it faces closure. Mike Madrid points out, Alligator Alcatraz has cost the U.S. taxpayer $250 million and we're shutting it down. Trump's White House ballroom is costing $200 million. We are quite literally lighting money on fire, and he didn't even mention the Qatari jet, which is worth $400 million. For Trump's own net worth, but we're actually spending $900 million refurbishing it, which we have to. We can't have the administration, a U.S. president, flying around in a bugged Qatari jet that maybe has traps in it. Like, there needs to be a level of safety there, so we have to spend all of this money refurbishing it when we shouldn't have the plane in the first place. Here's Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida, the youngest representative, detailing what he saw when he visited the detention facility that I will not call Alligator Alcatraz.
They opened the door. There was about six security guards standing there, kind of pushing us back, but we could see in and we could hear everybody. And when those doors opened, you know, what I saw made my heart sink. I saw 32 people per cage, about six cages in the one tent. I saw a lot of people, young men who looked like me and people who are my age. People were yelling, help me, help me. I heard in the back someone say, I'm a U.S. citizen. And as we were walking away, they started chanting, libertad, 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 freedom. And looking into these cages, you could see of course, it was warm and hot within the tent. People were sweating. Some people had taken off the top of their clothing because it was just so hot. Some of them were drenched in sweat. The food we saw is not enough food. They're being fed essentially a small sandwich and a bag of chips. And not just that, but the conditions outside, of course, it's blazing hot. And the fact that into the cage comes from the toilet. Number one, not everyone's going to be able to drink as much water as they'd like to because of that inconvenience, but also it's gross and it's disgusting.
And there are more reports of human rights abuses, but when they're chanting libertad or freedom, it's because the U.S. is supposed to represent freedom. People come over here for the American dream and they get locked up in a migrant detention facility where people's rights are taken away. This reads, detainees held at Alligator Alcatraz describe cage-like units swarmed by mosquitoes. You know, every single Democrat in power needs to approach this with absolute moral clarity. And Republican, but that's asking a lot. But every Democrat, every independent, every American who cares about human rights needs to approach this with moral clarity and say that the United States should not be treating anybody like this. The Trump administration's push to quickly ramp up immigration arrests has led to overcrowding at ICE facilities and allegations of inhumane and unsanitary conditions. And there lies the problem. When Stephen Miller set this arbitrary quota of 3,000 to 4,000 detainees or deportations per day, that leads to the administration doing insane things to meet this quota. So rather than targeting people who have actually committed a repeated amount of crimes, who are here illegally and maybe have trafficked some sort of drugs, I mean, there's a small amount of people that have done this that you can allocate resources towards. But the administration is not allocating resources towards those people. They're allocating resources away from actual criminals towards people who work at farms, people who are following the proper processes, because they want to make Stephen Miller happy and hit this 3,000, 4,000 quota a day. After they hit this quota, the people that they detain have to go somewhere, and that's why they're creating these new migrant detention centers that they call Alligator Alcatraz. The name in and of itself is disgusting, but what happens there is the real problem. People are crammed into cages. This says legal advocates and relatives of immigrant detainees held in Florida's notorious new detention center are demanding the closure of a state-run facility. This was a few weeks ago, and they got their closure. This reads, detainees in Alligator Alcatraz described what they called torturous conditions in cage-like units full of mosquitoes where fluorescent lights shine bright on them at all times. Detainees here also called attention to unsanitary conditions, as well as lack of food and reliable medical treatment for their chronic conditions. Quote, detention conditions are unlivable, said Tessa Petit, executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition, during a news conference outside the facility. The Trump admin's push to quickly ramp up immigration arrests has led to overcrowding at ICE facilities. Concerns over detention conditions intensified this week after the HRW report, the Human Rights Watch report, published Monday documenting abusive practices at three Florida immigration detention centers over the past 6 months. And right here you see a photo of the gang, the torture gang, some would call them. Many people are calling them this. It's Ron DeSantis, I see Kristi Noem, and I see Donald Trump standing in an array. A lot of this, I'm sure, was masterminded by Stephen Miller himself, but a federal judge is finally intervening and saying that you have to shut this down. And this came not only because of the abuse, but also because the facility was illegally built on protected wetlands in the first place. So it was a climate dispute as well. They rushed to build this facility so quickly that they cut a lot of corners on human rights. They cut a lot of corners on the best practices. And they also built it on protected wetlands. So just to back up and just to end this off, this was state corruption in the most literal sense. We can make more videos about this, and if you want me to, let me know in the comment section. Make sure you drop a like. But Florida officials signed nearly $250 million in contracts to build a human rights disaster on one of the most fragile ecosystems in all of America. It is pure, blatant corruption. And you know what it ended with? People being held without charges, with no due process, laying on floors infested with worms, toilets overflowing, insane human rights abuses that we'll continue to call out. I love you all. If you appreciate the work we do on this channel, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.